USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Senator Ted Cruz decried hospitals firing doctors and nurses who refused to comply with vaccine mandates Wednesday on CNBC, saying in this time of crisis, we've seen that Democratic politicians are authoritarians. Cruz says he's not against vaccines.
But I also believe in individual liberty, individual responsibility. Joe, it's your business to make medical decisions in your life, and no government petty tyrant has the right to order you to undergo a medical procedure.
A SpaceX rocket carried 52 Starlink internet satellites into orbit from California early Saturday. The two-stage Falcon 9 rocket lifted off from coastal Vandenberg Space Force Base at 4:41 a.m. and arced over the Pacific. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
The White House and President Joe Biden have turned on the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office when it exposed the cost of the Build Back Better Act, including Press Secretary Jen Psaki calling its latest scoring fake. But Representative Pete Sessions, Republican of Texas, said on Newsmax, the only thing fake is the White House. Psaki and Democrats lying to the American people about the zero cost of their progressive spending plan.
How can you say it is completely paid for when the CBO score is $3 trillion different?
Yep.
And the bottom line is that's what they want. And so they're hoping that the people who hear on their stations hear what they hear, and the people that are on conservative stations then know the truth.
Harvard University announced it will require booster shots and will also mainly shift to remote learning for the first 3 weeks of January 2022. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I got to straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden will speak to Americans regarding COVID on Tuesday.
President Biden will be giving an update on the Omicron variant Tuesday, according to a White House official. The announcement coming with Johns Hopkins University reporting on Friday that the United States had just over 193,000 confirmed new cases of COVID and 2,171 people died from the virus. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressives are growing restless over the state of Joe Biden's presidency, with some upset that his first year in office was not as transformative for Democrats as they had hoped. Desperate for a shift from the Trump years, liberals who wanted the new president to rewrite the policy playbook are now worried that Biden, burdened by a narrow Senate majority, may not accomplish more sizable changes heading into 2022. That realization has hit some in the party's left flank particularly hard. Biden entered office with Democrats holding slim majorities in the House and Senate, but progressives bemoan what they view as a sense of timidity on tackling major and long-sought priorities. Many see the party's narrow advantage in Congress slipping away by the day, adding to Democrats' anxiety that they are running out of time to tackle a range of issues before losing control of one or both chambers. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.